الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء ما آمن أحبه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. La ilaha illallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Whatever there is in this entire existence, every single thing is the creation of Allah. There's nothing that came on its own. There's nothing that functions on its own. There's nothing that happens on its own. Nothing forms on its own. Nothing becomes on its own. Nothing changes on its own. Every single thing is through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the essence and the fundamental belief in the yaqeen of this kalima, la ilaha illallah. And this is why this kalima was given to all the anbiya, so that they can take this kalima and make effort to put this kalima into the hearts of people. And this is the important part, the hearts of people, our hearts. Because the heart, whatever the heart is inclined towards, the heart will motivate the entire body towards that. Whatever the heart is inclined towards, the heart will motivate the entire body. This is why to commit a sin and to go in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not a natural thing. The natural thing is ibadat, the obedience of Allah. Even shaitan, in his origin, was the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the disobedience came. Because the body takes. The body. And what motivates the body is the heart. When the heart is convinced about something, the heart desires something, why do we break commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the eyes? There's no satisfaction in the eyes. The satisfaction is in the heart. But we see it through the eyes. Why do we break the command of Allah ta'ala by eating and drinking haram? Where's the satisfaction? Where the satisfaction in the heart, in the hands or in the feet? Everything relates to the heart. So when this heart is content with a certain thing, then the heart motivates the entire body. This is why we have to make effort on our heart. We cannot live a life, what we would say now, in this day and age, a normal, abnormal life. The life what we're leading now in this day and age may seem normal to us. How we function, how we do, how we say things. Our daily 24 hours seems normal. But actually it's abnormal. It's not normal. It's not normal. Because if our life was normal, then we would be spending more time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's normal. So in 24 hours of my life, if I had to count the minutes and count the hours, لِنَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, if I had to do that, I created you, I put you here, إِلَّا لِعْبُدُونَ, to make my ibadat. If you take all of this into account, then where we were supposed to spend most our time, our minutes and our seconds and our hours. That was supposed to be the normal life, where we are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we see this normal, abnormal life that we are leading, from the time we wake up till the time we sleep at night. And even now, at the time we sleep till the time we wake up. That abnormal life has become normal. So nothing is important to us anymore. Nothing is important. The way I eat is not important to me. What I eat is important. I'm particular about what I eat. Cook this, don't cook this. Taste like this, mustn't taste like that. I want this salad and I don't want that salad. I want this pickle, I don't want that pickle. I want to drink this. So all that we are particular about. But how we eat, we're not particular. Whether I'm eating with my right hand, whether I'm saying Bismillah, whether I wash my hands before I eat, all the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this does not matter to me. This is not important. Why? The heart is not inclined towards it. The heart is worried about, what did my wife cook today? Or what do I have today to drink? The heart is inclined to that, so the body will worry about that. So whether I say Bismillah before I eat, in my so-called normal life, doesn't affect me at all. It's not a calamity. It's nothing to me. And now let's try and, this is just one amal, the amal of eating. And there's so many. We are dressing, putting on our clothes. How many of us are conscious? Do I put the right hand in first? Do I take out the left hand first? I wear my shoes every day. All of us came to the masjid now. Did I take out my left leg first or my right leg? Does this matter to me? Does the sunnah life and practices of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will automatically, the sunnah life is a rahmat, is a blessing. From who? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sunnah life, and this is why it is recorded. This is why Allah ta'ala made it such that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, upon the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, three khidmat took place of deen that was not directly in the time and in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu. It was there, but not in the form that it came into after Nabi sallallahu passed away. And this khidmat came from Sahaba, Tabi'in and Tabi Tabi'in. The first khidmat of deen that they made, that which we would have been absolutely lost without, is that they compiled and put the Quran together in the form that we have it today. A great khidmat of deen. So we can read Quran. That's first khidmat of deen. The second khidmat of deen is that they preserved ahadith. And the tabi'in, the tabi tabi'in that came after them, Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, all of them, they compiled and put all the hadiths together for us. With the hadiths today, we don't know where we are. Imagine without the hadiths, where would have been? With the hadiths in front of us today, we don't know where we are. If hadiths were not there at all, and the Sahaba did not put it all together, the Tabi'in did not put it all together, we didn't have great ulama and mashayikh like Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Imam Abu Dawud, rahmatullahi alayhim, then where would we be today as far as that teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is concerned? That was the second khidmat of deen. The third khidmat of deen were the fuqaha of that time, that they put everything together for us. This is where, this is the different levels of everything, and they categorized everything for us. Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Malik, rahmatullahi alayhim, all of them.
They put everything together. These three great khidmat of deen that took place. Why did this happen? Why did Allah Ta'ala make this happen? It could have happened in the zamana right when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was alive. But to show the importance of this ummah, that whether your Nabi is with you or without you, for you to know your deen, practice on your deen is important. Not only to practice your deen while your Nabi is with you. This is why Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala stood on the minbar and he told everybody that if you worship Muhammad, then know that Muhammad has passed away. And if you worship Allah, then Allah is eternal. So all of this great khidmat of deen took place, but a lot of mujahada, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of mujahada, a lot of sacrifice. Wars took place. Battles took place. Starvation took place. Humiliation took place. Separation took place. For these great khidmat of deen for us today, and what are we doing with it? Our Quran has become a ringtone in our phones. What is hadith to us today? What is sunnah for us today? Maybe we think sunnah is for the pious people. The pious elders, for them. Sunnah is for them. The ummah went to such sacrifice for sunnah. And our eating, our sleeping, our dressing. How else will a person be able to bring his life on that maqsad that Allah Ta'ala has sent him for, purpose to make his ibadat on a continuous basis? Today we're making more disobedience to Allah and more following of the makhluk and the desiring of dunya than we are in the obedience of Allah in the 24 hours of our life. But now let's reverse the whole thing. Let's change the whole thing. It's just a matter of the heart. You see, the heart has to accept it. And the heart has to think about it. The heart has to see it. The heart has to feel it. Not these hands, not these eyes, not these ears, not the brain. It's the heart. This is why a person, all of us got our favorite food, you know, whether it is a sweet dish or a food or anything. But when a person is sick, a person is very sick and you bring the thing that he loves to eat the most, he said, no, nature, dil nature, dil nature. I don't feel like it. So this is how powerful the heart is. The heart can stop a man. The heart can make a man pursue evil. An ordinary man. The heart can make us kill, can make us deceive, can make us cheat, can make us rob, can make us humiliate others. So why not now make this heart love the sunnah and see the benefit of this? What is the benefit? Allah Ta'ala is saying, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. It's like, example is like this here. I employ a person at work. And I tell him, what? You don't have any other job for me. No other job I'm giving you. Only job I'm giving you is one job. Stand by this door. All my customers walking in and out, you open the door for them. That's all. You don't have any other job beside this. He says, okay. So he stands by the door. Person coming in, you open the door. Hello, how are you? Come inside. Person going out, open the door. Thank you very much. Come again. He's doing this. 10 o'clock comes now. He needs to go to the toilet. The boss comes, this man is gone to the toilet, you see no one there but the door. So he waits. The man comes back. He says, hey, what happened? He says, no, boss, I was standing, but I needed to go to the toilet. I had to go. I said, okay, right. Everybody has to go to the toilet. Okay, carry on. Come 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Boss comes again, the man is not there. I say, what happened? Waited for him. No, not 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 8, 20 minutes. Then he came back. He said, what happened to you? He said, no, I was very hungry. From the morning I never eat. I had to go and eat my lunch. So, okay, very good. Acceptable excuse. So then, After a while, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the boss comes again, he says, he's not there. Wait. See, this man is running from the car park and coming back. He says, what happened to you? He says, boss, you know what? He had a big client. He bought so much of things. He couldn't carry it. So I helped him. I carried all this thing to his car. I opened the car, packed everything, thanked him, and then I ran and came back. He goes, oh, very good. All excuses accepted. Closing up time, boss comes again, half an hour to close. He says, this man is not there. Waited. Now they're closing the doors. He said, where is this man? He said, after a while, the boss is going home now. Everybody is gone. Now you see this man running and coming. He says, what happened? He said, boss, you see what happened was, I met an old school friend of mine. I haven't seen him for the last 40 years. He greeted me, I greeted him, and he was walking, I started walking. We're walking, talking, walking, talking, walking. Now I forgot about the time, talking, catching up on all our old time business, walking, I forgot. So all the boss will say, carry on walking. I say, carry on walking. Why? He'll tell him, I told you, I did not employ you for anything else besides this. Allah says, I did not create you for anything else besides this. Now what? So we have to go to the toilet, right? Allah is not like our boss now. Boss, you can buy him off to. Say something good for him, praise him, he'll get happy. You can lie to him. So Allah says, I will preserve the sunnah of my Nabi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through all zamana, through all times, I'll preserve his sunnah. So the ummati, even is going to the toilet, will become ibadat. So the time he will spend in the toilet, that otherwise would have been out of ibadat, he goes in the toilet, he reads his dua, he goes with the left foot, he goes in, he sits, he washes himself, makes his istinja, comes out of the right foot, same, reads his dua, his entire toilet is ibadat. This is sunnah. Sunnah is not a word. Sunnah is just not a concept. Sunnah is a living thing that will save us. That will account for more and more minutes and seconds in the ibadat of Allah for us. In our accountability. All of us put our shoes. Every day we wake up. We have to put our shoes on. We have to put our clothes on. What is the sunnah of putting on the shoes? What is the sunnah of putting on clothes? What is the dua? Why don't we learn it? Why don't we practice it? The heart doesn't want it. The heart is not thinking about it. So change the heart. Force the heart. And make the heart be convinced that this is my salvation. And this is your salvation. Because if we're going to burn, we're all going to burn together. All of us are going to burn. The whole part of me, even part of my body is going to burn. So work on the heart. Convince the heart about the sunnah. Going to sleep at night, we're all going to sleep. Eating. Every day of our lives we're eating. But we're not conscious. Am I eating with my right hand? Am I saying Bismillah? We're drinking all the time. Drinking water, drinking whatever we need to drink. Where is the Bismillah? When we finish, where is the Alhamdulillah? Do you know when we say Alhamdulillah and we say Jazakumullah? When we use something, example, we drink water and we say Alhamdulillah. When somebody gives me something, I say Jazakumullah. What? Those are just words, Arabic words put together. Few letters put together. But what is behind it? It's not only the dua that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us of appreciation, of praising. No. It's more than that. Saying Jazakallah is a recognition by me that I have understood where this thing has come from and from whom it has come from. That this thing has come to me from my Allah. That's why I'm telling the person, the person is giving me, but I'm telling him, may Allah reward you. Alhamdulillah, when I drink water, Alhamdulillah, I've recognized where this water has come from and who has quenched my thirst with this water. So there's greatness in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our eating, our sleeping, our talking, our walking, our dressing, our every going to toilet, coming out of toilet. This is beside the direct ibadat that we make of salah, of giving zakah, of zakat, of Quran tilawat, of making zikr. That is besides that. This is like bonus. Something we have to do. Isn't it? We have to eat. We have to sleep. We have to dress. I have to put my shoes on. I have to take my shoes out. I have to go to the toilet. These are lazimi things that I have to do as a human being. I can't live without it. So why can't I train my heart to accept and to love and to come onto the sunnah so the whole body is doing that action now according to the sunnah? Today we're complaining about the home, our house like this and the house like that. But how many of us enter our home with the right foot? How many of us say Bismillah before we enter our home? How many of us make salam loud enough for the occupants of the house to hear my salam? How many of us send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we enter our homes? But we're entering our homes every day. We're going out of our homes every day. So, respected elders and brothers, this normal life that we are leading at the moment is not normal, it's abnormal. And that abnormal life that we think the sunnah is an abnormal life, that is the normal life. So we have to make intention, inshallah. We have to make intention, change this heart, force the heart. We force our heart for everything else. Everything else we force our heart. Force our heart, change our heart, change the thinking of our heart, change the seeing of our heart, change the hearing of our heart towards the sunnah, the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that our lives can come on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah.